Well, Editor-in-Chief Eileen Domiatti of Women's Health and Fitness talking us through this month's issue, June's issue. And SMS is coming in, Eileen. What do you think about hydroxy treatment? Now, I'm not sure about hydroxy. I've heard of hypoxy.
I'm just wondering, maybe is that what the listener means, is the hypoxy? Because I actually haven't heard of hydroxy treatment either, so I can't really say anything about that. But the hypoxy treatment I have heard of, and it's primarily used for the reduction of cellulite. It's where you wear a suit and you go inside a machine and you do cardio exercise. So the suit kind of creates a more thermogenic effect, so a fat-burning effect. And I've heard people who've had great results and seen people who've got great results. But again, it's something that you need to keep, you do a program with and you follow the program as per the guidelines. So it's not something, I don't think many people have them. You have to go to a clinic, specific clinic,
yes,
to do it. It's
not, yes,
something you can have in your house.
No. It is interesting, the things we do to lose those extra kilos, isn't it? You know, pumping iron, burning away there in the gym, in the exercise classes, all the different things we'll try, the diets, you know, on this mission to lose weight. And sometimes you think, actually, isn't it much simpler than that? Isn't it just about getting good nutrition, a regular good nutrition and a regular exercise in place? What's the most extreme thing or ridiculous thing you've done in your experience, Eileen, that you would say was, that was crazy, why did I do that to lose weight?
Starving myself.
Oh, really?
Yes, starving myself. I think going for days with practically very little food. And okay, you can see difference on the scales, but I was so irate and so cranky and so irritable to be around that I think even if I was the ideal body weight I was going to be a very lonely person, because there was no one that wanted to be around me. Because it's just, you don't have, you do get irritable because you're not getting the proper nutrients. So you have no energy. So it wasn't a good idea.
How long did you do that for?
I think I lasted about 5 days, maybe. I
mean, it's not good, is it? It's not healthy.
It's totally against all the knowledge I have.
Right.
But it was. Usually I go into those fads after giving birth, which is the wrong time to do these things as well, because your body needs so much time to get back to the way it was post-baby. So,
And as well as saying it's unhealthy because you're sort of shocking your body into, and you're sending this signal to your body, you're starving your body. But why else is it not a good idea? So did you lose weight doing that?
I did, yeah. But I mean,
and then what happened?
Well, of course. I mean, it's you when you starve yourself, your body will, for the protein for survival, will take it from your muscle tissue, and the amount of muscle tissue you have determines your metabolism rate. So if you're going to reduce your muscle tissue, you're going to reduce your metabolic rate. So when you go back to eating as you were before this, you're going to have a much slower metabolic rate. Hence, you're going to have more calories sitting on you than you would have prior to doing this starvation or this very low-calorie diet. So it's not a good idea. I mean, I know people do get results for... It's very, very temporary, though. Don't think that it's the answer, because these people that you see that lose weight, you will see them in a month's time and they will have gained more weight than they actually lost. You know, and will look heavier than they were before they even began this thing. Craziness.
Yeah, do be healthy, really, if you're going to start messing with your diet.
I think with losing weight at all, you have to keep in mind that 70 to 80% of how you look and how you will look is exactly what you put in your mouth. So even though, and I've said it many times, I'm doing everything, I'm trying everything, if I really look into it, am I really doing that? And, you know, can you honestly say to yourself you're trying everything? And are you being careful with your nutrition? And when I mean careful, I don't mean reducing the proper nutrition. I mean reducing the bad calories. And that's when you will lose weight, when you cause that deficit in your body where you're reducing the calories and you're burning more calories than you're intaking. So this is what we've got to keep in mind when we want to lose weight, and that it isn't always that just because you're doing an hour, 2 hours a day in the gym, that you should be the ideal weight for you. If you're going home and eating incorrectly, then it can just, it's all waste. It's waste of time.
Couple of the articles on nutrition in Women's Health and Fitness, Health from Within, the amazing benefits of probiotics. Also, you've got Flavors of Japan, with lots of recipes, Japanese recipes are known for their, yes, cuisine being healthier, you know, with that, with the fresh fish and raw as well.
Yeah. I mean, there aren't that many overweight Japanese, I don't think. So that's a good sign to know that what they're eating. And they also eat very slowly. If you whatsoever. I have eaten a few times with some Japanese friends, and you observe that they really chew their food, and it's all it's part of the whole experience, is how they eat their food, you know.
Good morning, Habib. Talking about anger, we're going to get into this article, Why Anger is Good for You. Habib is saying, anger, the enemy of rational people, an emotion that can be sublimated or channeled, and all good men do it. Anger stunts thinking, makes a fool of people, and we hurt people we love. Strong men should control their anger. Well, in this article, I mean, wise words, Habib, indeed. But it does explore the notion of anger and how it can be good for you. There are different kinds of anger when one might feel the anger, and how we channel it, how we really take that anger within us. So let's have a look at the article, Eileen, and look at those different kinds of anger. So what is anger to begin with?
I mean, it's a defining emotion. It is the gift of setting boundaries in small doses that is healthy. So I mean, the right kind of anger can create a balance in your life. So it's like, it's knowing when is it too much for you. And you also, the most important, I think, thing with anger is that you need to know what is triggering it. And can you take your alleviate yourself from the situation that you know is going to make you angry? So it's learning how to deal with it and avoiding the situations that you know will cause it.
Mm. If you feel you're getting angry regularly a lot of the time, then it's going to make you feel unhappy. You know, that kind of negativity and emotion. I mean, it is emotion, and it's how we carry that emotion, isn't it? So some people can look happy on the outside, but they're feeling angry on the inside. So
yeah,
it's kind
which
of
is not good either.
No, it's kind of suppressed there.
Yeah.
Other people would just fly off the handle, but it's out, it's done. But we're not advising that you do that on a regular basis. So it is exploring, you know, what kind of anger you feel. How do you hold your anger? How do you channel that anger, as I said before? You know, what do you do with it if you're feeling that negativity?
Yeah, I like the analogy in the article, actually, where the writer compares it to holding a ball or a balloon underwater and pushing it down and down and down and down. And the further you push it down, the bigger the burst out of the water. And that is exactly what would happen with anger if you tend to suppress it a lot.
And that can have an impact on your health.
Yes, of course.
And
yeah.
Certainly over time, over years, if you're that kind of person and you carry that kind of stress, your body, it could, you know, it really can have an impact on disease. It could be prone to disease.
Well, there's a lot of physiological changes when we do have anger in the body, where you have there's increased respiration, increased heart rate, muscle tension increase, and sweating and flushing. And these are just all the obvious signs. Not to mind the release of the stress hormone cortisol, which has we know that it does have quite harsh effects on the body. So what we want to try to do with this article is that it doesn't have to dictate your behaviour. It can be used to create positive changes.
Okay, when we come back, we'll find out how anger can create positive change, how we can use it to our advantage rather than as a negative emotion.